Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I was entertained driving in because there were several people, including Fleegs, Mike Fliegelman, who produces the overnight show with C-Mac, that was calling C-Mac a liar because they believe, when he says he's not affected by the Mets and doesn't care what the Mets do and roots for them to do well unless they're going to play the Yankees in the World Series, that he's full of crap and he's just doing that to be condescending and act like he's, the Mets don't affect him in his world. Like, I'm not bothered by them. Why would I be bothered by them? And it just shows once again that we are in a new era of these two fan bases going at each other for the most we've ever seen since 2000, and it was all because of the Juan Soto signing and the Met fan reaction to that, calling them the little brother, we're now the big brother, we got a richer owner, and all of those things. But I do actually believe C-Mac when he says that he roots for the Mets to do well unless they were playing the Yankees in the World Series, and then he would be obviously affected by that. Because what people don't understand, and they don't think about, even though C-Mac is a huge Yankee fan and a huge baseball fan, he is also a guy that has to do a talk show. And he has to do 5 hours by himself, like 75% of the time. So when the Mets are good and they're winning, like they're winning, it makes his job a hell of a lot more fun to do those type of shows as opposed to screaming about him for a couple of months and then become completely irrelevant. But as this season continues to go on, I know, you know, we opened talking about how good they've both been. This is going to get to a fever pitch even more so than last year because of what happened with Juan Soto. And if you see the Mets and Yankees both in the ALCS and the NLCS again, it is going to be nuts. And I can't wait for it. But that reignited the Met and the Yankee fans sort of were like, eh, you know, we're kind of just feeling each other out for a few years, not really paying attention. No one's really screaming at each other. You know, you'd make fun of the other one a little bit. Now, everybody's activated and awake.
I have to say that if we ever get to a Subway Series again, and you have Max Fried on the mound, like in the seventh inning, second and third, up comes Juan Soto.
Ooh, Juan Soto.
So that would be the ultimate for all of us as baseball fans. I feel the same way about you know, I don't hate the Yankees.
No.
I've never hated the Yankees.
I used to. I'll admit it. I used to hate. But here's the thing. I never hated the Yankees. I hated the Yankee fan that used to make fun of me being a Mets fan. That's what I didn't like.
Yeah, I have a Yankee fan friends in my life, too, that, you know, always are busting my chops about something stupid that happens with the Mets.
Yeah.
But, I, you know, that's not going to happen anymore. And it's not happening. As a matter of fact, the opposite is happening.
That's right.
And maybe because of a new ownership and because of the big grandiose plans that Stephen, that Steve and his wife have over there, or Steve Cohen and his wife have over there for Metropolitan Park and everything else going on, that there's going to be a sustained success and a stability that we haven't seen. So that's really what you're hoping for. And you're hoping that David Stearns is a solid baseball guy, making all the right decisions, you know, taking chances on guys and the pitching lab stuff and, you know, giving big money to guys like Juan Soto and Lindor and Pete Alonso. I mean, that's what you want as a fan. You want that kind of stability, and that's what we have.
Yeah. I mean, and this should be a year-in, year-out thing for at least a few more years. As long as Aaron Judge is doing what he's doing, the Yankees will be in the mix. Max Fried's got a couple more years in his prime as well. Gerrit Cole come back and I think be pretty good for a couple more years. So, yeah, there's some old guys that they brought in this year, the Yankees, to make sure that they can get back to where they were last year. And they
just really Goldschmidt and Bellinger.
Yeah, but
that's really it.
Well, and LeMahieu's still on the team.
Yeah.
You know, and he's Giancarlo Stanton's still on the team. So, they're, you know.
Yeah, but those are guys that were here. I'm just talking about the guys that they brought in new.
Yeah.
That were supposed to be part and parcel of replacement for Juan Soto. So, if you throw Goldschmidt, Bellinger, and Fried in there,
mm-hmm.
those three players essentially replaced Juan Soto. That's a hell of a job to this point.
Yeah, the plan B, not so bad. It was looking much better than plan A until Juan Soto woke up over the last couple of weeks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Andy in East Haven. What's going on, Andy?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say that, you know, I've been a Mets fan since like 64, believe it or not. I've seen the ups and downs, and I've seen the dumb moves and smart moves. But the thing that concerns me, I was watching the game Sunday, and they were mentioning how the Mets have two starting pitchers, including Manaea, out in the minors, getting ready to come up. And I just don't like that at all. I think it's another case of really upsetting the apple cart. You have five starting pitchers that are all doing well now.
Well, Andy, what do you want to do with Manaea? If he's not going to come back and pitch after you gave him that contract and he was your best pitcher last year, what do you want them to do with him?
Well, maybe trade him or put him in a relief. I don't care how much money you give players. Do you want to win or do you want to just...
What makes you think that he's going to be bad?
Well, it's not that he's going to be bad, but the starting pitching you have now is excellent.
And okay, why but you know, but Andy, you got to understand something. Baseball usually takes care of these things themselves.
Yeah.
And there will be a need for Sean Manaea, believe me. Somebody will go down, hopefully not for a long-term situation. But if you told me I had six legitimate starting pitchers in my arsenal that were all healthy, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a nutso phone call. I mean, Sean Manaea was their best pitcher last year. And I remember going into game six, and I understand that he was fatigued towards the end of the season, didn't have his best stuff. But I remember going into that game six in the NLCS being like, hey, listen, get back to Citi Field, man. You got Manaea on the mound. In game six against the Dodgers, you know, you win that one, you get back for, you get to game seven, rather, after you left Citi Field with a win in game five. You can maybe get to game seven. You got Manaea on the mound in game six. So he
now,
was.
Now, you told me that the Yankees were going to take one of their starters out and put Marcus Stroman back in.
Oh, well, yeah.
That would be something that I would have a hard time. Yes. You know, no
way. And I don't think that's going to be the case.
But again, it could be the case because of injury. You never know. He may be summoned to start games somewhere along the line. That's why the depth thing is a good thing to happen. So, but if Marcus came back and they put him in the pen and they said, okay, you're going to be, you know, working long relief or whatever, and then ultimately had to start maybe 8 or 9 games because of somebody else's injury, then you can understand that.
Yeah, I mean, Sean Manaea was a top 5 pitcher in baseball last year. That's how good he was.
Don't be worried about upsetting the apple cart. Everybody's got to have a piece of the team, and I'm sure Sean Manaea is working really hard to try to get back because he sees what we see.
Yeah, I mean, and to assume that he's going to come back and be worse than what they have, just strengthen them, get even better. I mean, in the year that Kodai Senga's putting together right now is incredible.
And him and David Peterson.
Yeah.
Tyler McGill has not been bad.
He just hasn't been as good as the other guys.
Right, but not everybody's going to be, you can't always have, there's going to be the best, the next best, and so on and so forth. What you don't want is you don't want an anchor.
No.
You know, you want somebody that's trying to keep up with the rest of the guys, and I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah. And
how about Griffin Canning?
Well, yeah, he's been one of the bigger surprises in just baseball, period. And you got Clay Holmes with an ERA under 3 now. So, I mean, it's remarkable.
But it's great right now. It's June. Somebody will pull a hamstring. Somebody will pull a side muscle. Somebody will strain a lat. It's going to happen.
Yeah, it always happens.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it always happens.
And if you told me that Sean Manaea is going to be the guy that's replacing the guy that whoever that is that
makes you feel great.
Makes me feel like we just made a major trade at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.